All right, next we'll call item number four, which is new fiscal year 2014-2015 request for trial courts. Is there anyone here who would like to make public comment with regards to item number four? No response, Chief.
Thank you. Once again, Judge Earl, and also Zlotko, and Judge Earl is pointing, so...
And I brought Colin Simpson and then Stephen Chang in support just in the event that there's some technical questions that I'm not able to address or Judge Earl is not able to address.
Thank you. Welcome, Colin and Stephen.
Again, thank you. We start with the role of the judicial counsel has the authority to request additional funds for the trial courts, and this request is following that process. The council has the authority to allocate the funds that are appropriated in the Annual Budget Act made to the trial court trust fund, and those are recommendations on various budget change proposals are put through the Budget Advisory Committee and as well as allocations from the TCTF. In its August meeting in 2013, council approved a variety of BCPs for the trial courts and the branch as a whole, and in February of 2013 also addressed the issue of allocating funds for benefits to the tune of $29.4 million that were not funded in the budget but an allocation made from the trial court trust fund, and directed us to pursue benefit funding from the state general fund. So the reason we raise this is because the trial court trust fund has been funding benefit costs that have not been funded from the general fund, and is still part of our blueprint that we've presented and are pursuing with the legislature and the administration. At the March 25th meeting of the Budget Advisory Committee, they considered recommendations made and developed by the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee. As I mentioned previously, the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee has made recommendations regarding allocation of IMF and TCTF funds. But as the name clearly implies, they do also look at our revenue projections. We felt that it was important that we, as staff, didn't just do our revenue projections in the vacuum, and so we regularly update that particular committee and the Budget Advisory Committee on the revenue status and the methodologies that we use for projecting those revenues. So I want to sort of address that before we get into the recommendations. The governor's budget, as proposed in January, did reflect a reduction in our anticipated revenues. And that was based on what revenues we had seen at the end of the 12-13 fiscal year. And while we had 2 months of actual 13-14 data, we did not make a substantial change to the revenue projections, given that we only had 2 months of additional data. And we were hopeful that the economics would show that we might have a turnaround in our revenues in the trial court trust fund. But again, we did in 13-14 and 14-15 reflect a reduction in the revenues based on just 2 months of data in the 13-14 fiscal year. As we were going through the winter and into the early spring, we were evaluating the data that was coming in, and we saw that the trend was continuing downward. And so we felt that it was important that we raise the sort of revise the 14-15 forecast to present a further decline in the revenues. The reason that we were concerned and felt that we needed to take this more conservative approach, albeit we were already conservative and made some adjustments in the budget, we felt that it was important that we continue this trend and present this issue to you, because we have basically exhausted our fund balances out of the trial court trust. And as I mentioned, over the past two fiscal years, we've spent $56 million of trial court trust fund balance to cover costs not addressed by the state. With the 1% cap, there are no fund balances locally to address this. So our deep concern was that if we don't bring this forward now and we continue our historical forecasting methodology, that if the revenues were to not materialize in the 14-15 fiscal year, we would be coming back mid-year to you, Council, to reduce allocations. And we felt that that was just not the appropriate approach, that we should be forward-thinking and attempting to address this. Now, I just would note that the projections that were included in the governor's budget, there were no, it is not something that we just submit and is accepted by the Department of Finance. It is a process in which we present those projections. We continually and ongoing have conversations about our methodology, so it's not just something that they post at our request. They do evaluate them. They are aware of the historical declines that we've been seeing and raise no concerns regarding the projected methodology. And so the reflection, what is reflected is not merely our request, but is also their concurrence with the revenue projections that we made. I think that's important to understand that it's not just a process where we put it in and they just take it as at face value. And also we do work with the legislative analyst in terms of our projections and the and how we go forward and the method that we use to make these projections. So what I'm trying to say here is that we do and have continually been sort of advising you, the Budget Advisory Committee, Department of Finance, the legislative analyst, sort of this historical trend downward in paid first paper filings. There's, I think every time that we raise this at any of our budget meetings, everybody shakes their head and says, yeah, we are seeing it locally. We understand it. But we always present this question to them is that should we continue the real steep decline or should we be optimistic about where the revenues will be in the next fiscal year? And it's very difficult to understand what behavior will be. So we do make adjustments downward, but we are hopeful that there would be some bottoming out. But again, with no fund balances left at the trial court trust fund level or at the local level, we felt we needed to be even further more conservative going into the 14-15 fiscal year. So with that, the recommendation that we are bringing forward to you, which was recommended unanimously, is that we pursue a $70 million general fund augmentation to support trial court allocations at their current level, separate and apart from the enhancements and the reinvestment that is sought in the blueprint. Given the decline in the criminal case-related revenues and civil fee-supported revenues, we felt that this is the most appropriate approach that would bring some structural stability back to the trial court trust fund. And again, we feel that this is the most appropriate approach given the sort of the status of the trial court trust fund and local fund balances. Any questions before we move on to recommendation number two?
Jay?
Yes, Judge Walsh.
I'm on the Budget Advisory Committee, and I've looked closely at this issue. I've noted that out there in the papers and in some discussions in Sacramento, there's some confusion about this issue. I want to be very clear. This is not the result of some mistake. This is the result of prudence. We're sadly becoming a payer system, and so we have many, many sources of revenues to support our overall $3-point-something-billion budget. Prudent people in our finance department have spotted one area, probably because of the down economy, is a little short on revenue. So filings are down, and they're just pointing this out. But it is not that somebody made a mistake, nor does this in any way change our budget advocacy. To the extent your ask, Chief, is, let's say, $612 million for this year, that brings our overall request for appropriate budget to, say, $3.8 billion. It's still $3.8 billion. It's not $3.8 billion plus the $70 million. It's simply, well, some of that money is going to come from general fund and some from other sources and some from fines, fees, and forfeitures. Oh, that's a little bit short. DOF has to work with us to fix it. But this doesn't change anything about what we're doing in Sacramento, and I think it's the right thing to do to have brought it up, even though it was a little unpopular to do so. It gives me more confidence, not less, in our numbers and in our people in finance. And with that, I would urge or move to approve this recommendation.
Thank you, Judge Walsh. And I appreciate your clarifying that. I know this was the topic of some rumors and a call that I received, and I appreciate you addressing that head-on. Judge O'Malley.
Well, I received a letter from the Alliance that was telling me that somebody was asleep at the wheel, that this was something that should have been foreseen, and now I'm hearing from you, Zlatko, that the LAO's office knew of this, sees the projections with us. There's been conversations. as far as, you know, how this has progressed. And so I'm just happy to hear that that's not true. And again, I'm disappointed about the misinformation that's out there about the job that you're doing and the committee as well.
Thank you, Judge O'Malley. So, David?
I would second the motion.
That's what I was going to thank you. A second by David Yamasaki. Any further discussion on recommendation number one? Seeing no hands raised, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Recommendation carries. Thank you.
Yeah, recommendation two is regarding an action that was taken by the council regarding ongoing funding of $29.4 million for benefit costs that had not been addressed in the state budget in 12-13 and 13-14. The action previously of the council was, as was noted, to allocate that on an ongoing basis, and to the extent that there's not sufficient truck or trust fund revenues, seek general fund. We bring this to you so that you can affirm that we are pursuing this as part of the blueprint and that we would not have this as part of an ongoing allocation. Hopefully the outcomes of the blueprint and the reinvestment would be such that these costs are addressed and rightfully so by the general fund on an ongoing basis.
Any discussion? Or do I? Yes, Justice Hall.
Thank you, Chief. Zlatko, I noticed in the report there's reference to the council having submitted a separate 2014-2015 BCP to finance for this amount of money. What is the status of that? Could you tell me?
It is something that is part of what we hopefully and expect to be addressed in the May revision. It is part of our overall blueprint. We have a $64.8 million request for accumulated unfunded benefit increases costs that have not been funded by the general fund. And so it's interesting. Yesterday we got a question from DOF about breaking out the benefit costs by type, by year. So that just gives me hope that that is still in their minds and in their planning as they are preparing for the May revision. So we're hopeful that it is will be part of that in some fashion.
Okay, thank you.
So, Zlatko, it's my understanding that sort of the genesis of this issue arose at a time when the entire state was facing dire fiscal consequences, and it was one of the first times, as I understand it, but I'm asking you, where the state general fund for the first time chose not to actually fund the judicial branch for health and benefit cost increases, and so that was now an additional burden for the branch to somehow sustain while it was also going through all the other cost reduction requirements.
Right. From the inception of trial court funding, there were individual budget change proposals that were submitted and developed and worked through the budget process. And then with SAL, the state appropriations limit adjustment that started in and existed for 3 years, the branch got a sum of money and it used that funding to cover these types of costs. And when that was suspended and eliminated, then there was a year where there was no adjustment, but then the branch rightfully so said, well, we at least need to have funding for these baseline operational costs addressed, and a methodology was developed similar to the way in which state agencies are adjusted for retirement and benefit costs. That was done for a couple of years. But then as the economy turned and the Department of Finance raised some concerns about benefit cost sharing issues between the branch and employees, they ceased funding that process. And I think that they sort of explicitly saw the trial court trust fund balance as an opportunity to address those costs. And so that was sort of an expectation of them on us that we would be using the trial court trust fund. And they talked about in the future they would look to evaluate an updated methodology. But we've had, to your point, Chief, is that we've had a few years where we've had no funding. We've had to pay it on the backs of the trial court trust fund. And if that's been insufficient, then the fund balances at the local level have needed to be used.
So as to recommendation number two, any more discussion or do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Judge Jacobson.
Second.
Second by Judge So. No further discussion. All in favor of recommendation number two, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Recommendation number two carries. Thank you.